Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I'm Charlie Filmer-Court. During the pandemic, we continued this show in a slightly different format. And as many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we followed suit, staying a little bit more domestic and delving into the world of fantastic recipes. This week, we hear a classic from famed American chef, writer, and slow food advocate, Deborah Madison.
This is Deborah Madison, the author of An Onion in My Pocket. And the recipe I want to talk about is an eggplant gratin with a golden dome of saffron ricotta custard. And this has long been one of my favorite dishes. But when we made it at Greene's, I used to add Gruyere cheese to it to make it more substantial as a main course. Those were our concerns at that time, that people felt satisfied. I've now taken the Gruyere cheese out since it wasn't there in the original recipe, which is actually by Richard Olney, and here's how it goes. So you're going to want to start with about 2 pounds or a bit more of eggplant, olive oil, a small red onion finely diced, a plump clove of garlic minced, a half a teaspoon of Herbes de Provence or a tablespoon of marjoram leaves chopped, 2.5 pounds of full-size tomatoes that are ripe, that are peeled, seeded, and chopped, or 2 cups of crushed canned tomatoes, sea salt, freshly ground pepper, 2 eggs, a cup of ricotta, 1/4 cup of milk, a good pinch of saffron threads that have been crumbled and soaked in 1 tablespoon of very hot water, and 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, and finally, 10 large basil leaves torn into pieces. Okay, we're going to heat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit to start with, and then cut the eggplants in half lengthwise. If you've got just one large eggplant, cut it in quarters. Slice each quarter crosswise about 1/2 inch thick. Brush the slices lightly with oil on both sides, and then set them on a sheet pan and bake until the bottom sides have browned about 15 minutes. Turn them over and brown the second side. This often takes less time, so do check after about 8 minutes. When the eggplant is done, remove it from the oven and reduce the heat to 350 degrees. To make the tomato sauce, warm 2 tablespoons olive oil in a wide skillet. When it's hot, add the onion, garlic, and Herbes de Provence crushed first between the fingers or the fresh marjoram. Stir to coat the onion with the oil, then reduce the heat to low and cook gently until the onion is soft, 12 to 15 minutes. Add the chopped fresh or canned tomatoes, raise the heat, and cook, stirring occasionally until the liquid has cooked off and the sauce is fairly thick. To make the custard, whisk the eggs and stir in the ricotta, milk, saffron, and Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. Season with a few pinches of salt and some freshly ground pepper. To assemble the gratin, choose an earthenware casserole with 2-inch sides and about an 8-cup capacity. Spread 1 cup of the sauce in the dish, then set down the overlapping layers of eggplant. Season it with salt and pepper. Scatter 1/2 the torn basil leaves over the surface. Then dab about 1/4 cup of sauce over those eggplants, then make another layer of the remaining eggplant, season with salt and pepper, add the torn basil, and cover with the rest of the tomato sauce. Pour the custard over all and bake until it is golden, gently swelled, and even browned in places, about 40 minutes. Remove from the oven and let the gratin rest for about 10 minutes before serving.
My thanks to Deborah Madison for her recipe. Deborah's fascinating memoir, An Onion in My Pocket, is out soon, and we'll be hearing more from her about it in the coming weeks on our food and drink show, The Menu. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I'm Charlie Filmer-Court. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.